Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy, the supervisor speaking. How can I assist you?
Who's speaking?
This is Ivy.
Ivy? My name is Charles McCloskey, and I have a charge that was posted to my credit card back on the 14th. It looks like it was placed on the 12th, but it actually hit my credit card on the 14th for $7.95. And then I show a pending charge that was put on it today for $56.95.
Yes, sir. Just give me just a moment. Okay, sir. I've located the account here, and I see that it would be for the tablet. Once the customer submits for the shipping and handling charges, then the customer would be automatically enrolled into the membership to our Gadget website, which would have been done through either an email, either through Amazon or through Costco, another entity that the customer would recognize, a social media ad, or through via text message.
No, ma'am. That was not.
Okay, sir. Please verify the email.
My email is charlesmccloskey@gmail.com.
Thank you for that, sir. And please verify the address.
10010 Crystal Boulevard, Baytown, Texas, 77521.
And the last four digits of the car number is 0269, November of 2022?
That's correct. It's okay. Actually, yeah, November, yeah.
Okay, sir, well, we can file this as fraud, but I just want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that false claims to fraudulent charges will result in penalties, such as a fine. As long as you are sure that no one in your household, including yourself, place the original order, then we will proceed with the claim.
Oh, you will do what now with the card?
We can file this as fraud, but I just want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation, that if false claims of fraudulent charges will result in penalties, such as a fine, as long as you're assured that no one in your household placed the original order, then we will proceed with the claim.
Okay.
What?
Okay, sir, I've issued the full refund of the $56.95 for you, and that'll go back into the account in 3 to 5 business days. And did the previous agent give you the confirmation number? If not, I can provide that to you whenever you're ready.
What about the $7.95 charge on 312?
We do one charge at a time, sir.
Okay. Confirmation number?
C is in Charlie, 25934630434.
I'm going to repeat that to you. C is in Charlie, 25934630434.
Yes, so that's correct.
Okay.
And is there anything else I can assist you with today, sir?
And how would you handle the $7.95 charge again?
I'm not sure that's
him. Okay, sir, I can refund the $7.95 for you, sir, and that'll go back into the account in 3 to 5 business days as well. They'll be in 2 separate increments.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Will there be a confirmation number on that?
No, sir. It would be the same number.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Just saying, I want to kill you and show up and wait a little bit.